The biggest bank and a new chapter in the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The biggest of banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, is suing one of its former top executives. The bank claims Jess Staley entangled the company with disgraced financier and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and aided in Epstein's sexual abuse and trafficking of girls. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following the story.
And David, J.P. Morgan is making some very serious charges against Jess Staley. He was J.P. Morgan's former head of private banking and had been considered even a potential successor for CEO Jamie Dimon. Staley left the bank in 2013, went to become CEO at another financial heavyweight, Barclays, and then resigned in 2021 because of his Epstein ties. And while Staley was at J.P. Morgan, the bank claims that Staley vouched for Epstein, protected him, even as public allegations were made against him. And the bank says Staley did it to keep Epstein as a client. Now, these allegations were made in complaints filed yesterday in Manhattan federal court. J.P. Morgan also is accusing Staley of having firsthand knowledge of Epstein's crimes, and J.P. Morgan is accusing Staley of committing sexual abuse himself. Now, there has been no comment from Staley or his lawyers. He has previously expressed regret for his relationship with Epstein and said he didn't know what Epstein was doing.
Now, Nova, to understand J.P. Morgan suing Staley like this, we have to remember there are two other lawsuits which seek to hold J.P. Morgan Chase responsible for maintaining ties with Epstein.
Right. Those lawsuits were brought by one unidentified woman and by the government of the U.S. Virgin Islands. And they say J.P. Morgan should have known what was going on, and had it not continued to do business with Epstein, it would have made it more difficult for Epstein to maintain his sex trafficking operation. Now, J.P. Morgan is defending itself against those lawsuits, but what it's saying in the new filings is that if it were to be found liable in those suits, it's Staley who should pay part or all of the damages.
Nova Safo, thank you. Checking the markets, Dow futures are little changed. They're up 11 points. S&P futures are down 0.2%. NASDAQ futures down 0.5%. The big news that could move markets really is tomorrow morning, the February jobs report, which seems a little late this month because of a quirk of the calendar. In the peer-reviewed journal Nature, evidence that it's possible to create a superconductor at room temperature. This would be a technique to move electricity without the wasteful resistance that produces losses through heat. You can do that now if you make the system cold, and I mean cold. If the University of Rochester-based researchers are really onto something, this could lead to longer batteries, trains that levitate, highly efficient power grids. It's also true that Nature had to retract a paper from the same group on another superconductor, and an accompanying news article, also in Nature, carries the cautious headline, "Hopes Raised for Room Temperature Superconductivity, But Doubts Remain."
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
We like to take the economic pulse here, checkups from a range of perspectives. The boom in vinyl records has been good business for record shops, many of which have seen a new and more diverse generation of customers come in their doors. Rene Perez is owner of Sonido del Valle, a record store in the Los Angeles neighborhood of Boyle Heights. Rene left his job as a cook to start the enterprise, and he's kept it thriving through pandemic. He told us his story.
So this is one of my favorite newer records.
My name is Rene Perez, and I own a record store in Boyle Heights, which is a part of East LA. We've been doing it now for about 5 years. LA has a really like long and rich history of Latin record labels that have been here since the beginning of recorded music. And Latin music, you know, like cumbia, ranchera, salsa, corridos, everything, it's always been around and I've always heard it in passing, but I didn't actually grow up listening to it. I kind of got into it through DJing. I was just sort of drawn to it, and that's what kind of made me want to start specifically focusing on that as our main thing. I was surprised that there wasn't already a shop nearby. I think, well, when we opened, there was one, and they weren't really carrying, you know, a lot of like local artists or like even like Latin music. So we thought there was definitely a void that we can fill with our shop, and that's kind of what we've been known for since, you know. So it was always like a big dream of mine to have a record store. I felt like, man, like what better way to get cool records than to have your own shop, right? So I would say since I started buying records, I would always dream about working at a shop or owning a shop. In high school, I was buying CDs like every week. Whenever I'd had any money, I would buy CDs. I'd go to like Tower Records when they were open, I'd go to Warehouse when they were open, and sometimes I'd go to record stores. But the reason I started buying vinyl is because I had friends in high school who told me, hey, you know, like you can buy that Cure record for $2 at Goodwill instead of paying $15 for the CD. And they were right. And so it started out that way. It wasn't really because it was vinyl and it sounded better, honestly. It was just because I was broke and I was in high school. You know, we have our slow parts of the year and we have our busy parts of the year. And so we kind of just have to like ride the waves and do what we can to stay afloat. It's not easy having, you know, a brick and mortar shop these days, but I feel like people do still want to come and dig and discover stuff. And I feel like that's what we do best. Vinyl, it's definitely popular. Now people have had a taste for, you know, streaming and a taste for physical media. And I think there's a lot of people who want that, you know, like tangible item to hold and to read and to look at. And I think that's not going to go away. And now, you know, we have people from, you know, as young as 13 to as old as 80 who come here regularly, you know, for Latin records. We have people coming from Europe. We have people coming from South America. We have people coming from Mexico City to buy Mexican records here. Since I had just gotten out of the kitchen, I knew I had to like push hard and make this work. Otherwise, you know, I would have been screwed because I had no other job. You know, I knew it was either this or start looking for another, you know, cookie job or be a janitor somewhere, basically, you know? So I really wanted to make it work, and I just gave it 110%, and it ended up working out, I think, you know. If anybody really wants to open up a record store, they can do it. I mean, if I can do it, you can definitely do it. It's hard, but it's not that hard if you love it.
Rene Perez, owner of Sonido del Valle in Los Angeles, in a piece produced by Marketplace's Jarrett Dang. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.